rest of the story. When the 19th century was young, Henry was only 8. The French invaded Germany. The boy's father and 3 older brothers joined the German army to defend their homeland. The rest of the family remained in Wuppshagen. And yet there and then the battlefront and the home front often blurred. For after the men of the house had left to engage the French in some distant battle, the enemy overran and occupied Henry's hometown. He and his mother and young brothers and sisters fled to the mountains. And through that terrible cold winter, the family slowly perished, some from exposure, others from starvation. By spring, the only one left alive was Henry. Not long after the little boy wandered from the frigid mountains, his father and 3 remaining brothers, home from soldiering, found him. And when the war was over, Henry's father returned to his former employment as a forester in the lush woodlands of the Duke of Brunswick, and all 4 brothers worked at their father's side. And Dad never stopped reminding Henry that his survival through that harsh winter in the mountains was very much a miracle, that his youngest son was surely spared for a purpose. Exactly what purpose, the boy's father never even speculated, but this is the rest of the story. The year was 1812. Henry is now 15. His 3 older brothers were laboring in the countryside with their father. One minute the sky was blue, and the next there was a terrific clap of thunder. The foresters looked up to see a black storm cloud looming on the horizon, rolling in fast. The father and 4 brothers and 2 other workers took refuge in a nearby shelter. Suddenly the rain was coming down in an opaque wall of water, and then a flash of light. Later, after the storm had passed, woodsmen discovered the smoldering rubble. The shelter had been incinerated by the lightning bolt, and the bodies of the foresters who had huddled there lay lifeless in the ashes. The woodsmen counted 7, all of them dead. Or so they thought. For one, just one, only stunned, survived. Yes, it was 15-year-old Henry. He's now orphaned and penniless. He would have to make his own way in the world. No matter how hard the hard times got, he remembered what his father had told him, that his life had been spared, surely for a purpose. And after all that had happened, who could deny that? For indeed the boy one day became a man. The man one day became a maker of musical instruments. One whose name is revered as such, even yet. Now, if there's a soul to Henry's story, it's more than the tale of a young forester who eventually taught the trees to sing. For the essence of Henry's monumental accomplishment in life is the destiny attached to them. For once upon a time, there was a child who lost his entire family twice, and yet who battled the odds to break new ground, to set a new standard as creator of the world's finest pianos. Of course you would recognize Henry best by his last name, Steinway. And now you know the rest of the story.